Locker room chats continuing here tonight on KNCA. One final time as we're putting a bow on the 2025 regular season in high school football. The playoffs start this week, and we're going to dive into it a little bit more with Jefferson West football coach Jeff Schwinn. It's brought to you by Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment. Well, coach, a 6-2 regular season. We'll kind of get your thoughts on the season as a whole in a moment, but what a game was set up for you last week on the road. Top two team in the state in Hayden. They have been a power over the recent years, and you guys had an opportunity to win a district championship, and Hayden's able to get the win. It's a 42-0 final. What do you take away from the game last week and that kind of a matchup that you guys closed out the regular season with?
Yeah, that's a great football team, and they're going to continue to work through this playoff. But they came out with a good game plan. They were prepared for some of the things that we were presenting, and we could have gone into halftime with it being around 14-0, and we felt pretty good about that situation. But we turned the ball over late in the half, and they were able to capitalize on that. And again, they're just a great team, and the ball did not bounce our way, as so to speak, but we're looking forward to this opportunity coming up and moving forward.
How do you assess the regular season? You take over this program that, hadn't piled up a bunch of wins in the previous three or four seasons, and you guys are right in the mix in the Big East. You guys go 6-2. You guys have that one loss in week three to St. Mary's. Again, that was a rally by the Bears. That's a game that you guys easily could have won, but a 6-2 mark for this team that hadn't really won that much over the last few seasons. You put a lot of juice into this program, and I know the community has been really excited about it, especially now that we're getting into the postseason. But how do you assess your first season leading this Jeff West program?
Again, I think the commitment that they made throughout the summer was very important, and that really led into the season. We had a couple of real close games early on in the season, and came away with some important wins. We learned a lesson with St. Mary's, and then we're able to rattle off four wins to complete, the regular season, essentially. And then going into the district championship, ran into a real good team with Hayden. So very pleased with where we're at right now. I know that we have the ability to improve, continue to improve, and I think this juice, this excitement that we have can continue from year on, year in, year out.
I know we've talked about it, you being the coach, your boys are out there playing, Brody and Brixton, they've had a great combination with the quarterback wide receiver duo there, but they've played well. A lot of kids have played really well. We've talked about Osiris Unruh up front on both sides of the ball. Maybe some players, give us a few players here, maybe that exceeded your preseason expectations and have become important pieces that you're relying on here as we make it now into the playoff push.
Sure. I don't know that it's actually exceeding our expectations. I think they did a very good job of competing throughout the season, but you mentioned it. Brody and Brixton both had good seasons, and then Osiris, he was really a force inside. Creighton Holman really had a great season, was able to do a lot of things offensively and defensively, of course, and in the kicking game, a very good returner. Great season that he played. And then Dalton Foster's one. There's a number of kids that I want to be able to mention. Brody Barr, Gage Moser flew around on the defensive side. Max Tuck. What a great season he had. Brody Thielen has been a very, very solid leader for us all season long. And Cooper Pieschel, he's always been around the ball defensively as well. But I hate to miss anybody, but those are some names that just pop into my head right now. And they really did rise to the occasion.
The 3A
put together a great season.
Yeah, appreciate that. And obviously, I'm putting coaches on the spot, so I apologize for that because it's hard to not go through that and not name every single player that's played well for you. But Jeff Schwinn is joining us, Jefferson West football coach. They open up the playoffs Friday at home against Anderson County. We'll get his thoughts on that matchup after a timeout here on KNZA. Final few minutes here with Jefferson West football coach Jeff Schwinn. Our weekly locker room chat here in 2025 brought to you by Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment. The 6-2 Tigers hosting a playoff game here in the first round. I'm sure the community is buzzing and ready to go on Friday night as you guys are going to get Anderson County Coach, what's kind of the initial scouting report on this team you're going to see Friday night in the playoff opener?
Yeah, they play in a tough league as well. And, you know, they're sitting in a position just like us that we're starting a new season. And it's win or go home. And it's you're fighting for that next game. So we're going to have to play well. They're going to come in and play hard. Their seniors are going to, you know, they're going to want to put their seniors in a position to continue to move on as well. So, really it's a matter of doing what we do best, executing, taking care of the football and, you know, basically just, you know, improving ourselves, elevating our game.
Yeah, you mentioned they play in a tough league. They play in the Pioneer League and, you know, just some of their opponents, you know, Santa Fe Trail, Girard, you know, early on in the year, Wellsville, Jayhawk Lynn, Burlington, Iola. And, you know, they were 3-2 through 5 weeks, but they've suffered three consecutive losses, with the most recent one being against Girard 20-8 in the finale last week. Is there anything they do specifically, schematically, offensively or defensively, that you see on film that is something that you have seen from one of your regular season opponents, maybe something that's not going to catch you off guard?
They mix it up a little bit. They've shown a lot of man defense, and that gives us some resistance, and we're going to have to make sure that we're winning our one-on-one battles. Offensively, they play, you know, they've got a big front, you know, front five. Their offensive line's a big group. They've got some good running backs. So it's a solid team, and we're going to have to play a great game.
Coach, give us keys, expectations. What do you guys need to do well to get this playoff opening win on Friday night against Anderson County?
We need to play with speed. We need to play smart and physical, be the most physical team out there. We need to play with great effort, execute. We need to improve our execution and a lot of things, especially in the run game. We need to be able to maintain the football and then play with a lot of enthusiasm. I think that's going to be built into this ball game, given the circumstances. Be the most disciplined just take care of our jobs.
The excitement's going to be big for sure. Community will be ready to go at Jeff West on Friday night. They host Anderson County in the 3A playoffs in the opening round game. Again, 7 o'clock kick for them on Friday night. A 6-2 regular season for Jeff West. Head coach Jeff Schwinn joining us. Coach, can't thank you enough for the time all season long. Good luck here in the playoffs.
Thank you so much, Brandon. Appreciate it.